Welcome to the Digital Ambitioso Podcast, the ultimate show for driven and ambitious Filipinas who want to replace their corporate jobs with a thriving digital career and live life on their own terms. I'm your Tita Shane, a certified public accountant turned online freelancer and now in the process of becoming my own boss as an online entrepreneur. I'm so honored that you chose to spend your time with me today. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Digital Ambitioso Podcast. And in this episode, we have a very young CEO with us. And this is going to be exciting because our topic probably will be relatable to a lot of CEOs and agency owners out there. So before we get into it, let me introduce her. In just 3 years, she built a thriving 7-digit marketing agency and became a mom at 22. She's now a motivational speaker, ambassador for smart parenting, and the CEO of Kartal Manila. Ladies and gentlemen, helping welcoming Mommy Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hello.
Welcome to the Digital Ambitioso Podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about some topics regarding the agency and how we can, you know, collaborate and inform people about how we build a specific agency.
That's true. And I'm also so excited for what we talked about earlier, which is being a millennial boss, having Gen Z employees. Pero before we get into that, let's talk about your journey first. I gave a short introduction about you. Pero I guess what I also wanted to know was, how did you get into the digital world in the first place?
Back pre-pandemic, my first job is in production. So, yung production houses, like, ginagawa namin yung mga TVCs. And then after that, I got sourced by an advertising agency. So, doon ko natutunan lahat, actually. So, I've handled big brands such as Netflix, Chevron, wow, and Habuli. If you're familiar with Desire and Swift, we are the ones who launched it here in the Philippines. And as well as a Canadian manufacturer, yung mga bedsheets, yung mga pillows. So, the work ko, since I was an account manager, I do the planning, execution, like designation of doing creatives, ganyan, and directing the digital marketing. And there, I learned then how to do client relations. And then after that, I got pregnant, so I moved to Marikina. So I tried to look for a job in Ortigas, and that's where I was a creative director naman for OOH. So OOH is a billboard, so the one that you see in Ayala, like underpass, execution doon, di ba? May mga parang basketball doon, ganyan. So kami yung gumagawa noon before. And then after that, I gave birth to my daughter. And then, I decided to put up my agency. Actually, hindi eh. Parang nag-VA muna talaga ako. So, I've heard about Upwork. So, alam naman natin yung Upwork. So, very, yes, hindi pa super popular ngayon kasi super saturated na siya. So, I tried applying. Tapos, sabi ko, Lord, parang paying sign. If na-hire ako on the day itself, magka-quit na ako ng job ko and magka-focus ako sa daughter ko. Mm-hmm. So, ayun, nag-apply-apply ako, ganyan. Tapos nag-research ako on how to apply. And then, thankfully, nung kinagabihan, may nag-hire agad sa akin. I started with 1,500 per week. So, sabi ko, okay na yon. Kasi, syempre, I could afford na talaga the diaper, ganyan. I could afford na yung expenses. Kasi my husband used to work for ABS-CBN. And then, pandemic. So, lahat kami na-shock. Tapos, syempre, yung ABS-CBN nag-lay off. Diba?
Yes.
Closure. And then affected yung husband ko. So, ako na lang talaga yung ano, my source of income. So, after nun, parang hindi ko naman in-expect talaga na mag-agency. Mm-hmm. Sinabi sa akin ng husband ko na it's too early na to have an agency, to have a company, to put up something because I'm a young mom. Like, I have my 2-month-old daughter. So, wala pa kaming maid, ganyan, to help me. So, sabi niya, parang risk talaga yun. Turns out, parang naging happy yung mga clients ko. And then, kailangan ko na mag-outsource ng work kasi hindi ko siya kaya mag-isa. So, I started delegating tasks for part-time employees and freelancers, which I helped them. Kasi, syempre, wala mga work, na-layoff din sa work kasi mga nagsara. So doon kami nag-start talaga. So hiring people, outsourcing, and then applying jobs via online. And then after noon, parang since nag-workshop, 'di ba nung pandemic uso yung may DTI ka? Like kapag may small business ka, may DTI ka. So tinry ko din 'yon. So nagkaroon ako ng DTI. Let's fast forward, so 2020, 2021, nag-grow yung agency, like from 200,000 to 500,000. Pero sometimes, kapag nawawala ng client, syempre, abonado ka. And
totoo given yun.
Kasi wala naman akong capital talaga na nilabas. So, bootstrapping ako. Parang, ang nangyari, yung client, nagpe-pay, and then I pay my employees, and then kung ano yung matira, yun yung sa akin. So, ganun siya gumana for about like 2 years. And then, 2023, that's the time yung nag-open na yung mga stores, ganyan. Mm-hmm. We tried naman local and F&B. So, we have restaurants and bars, ganyan. And right now, nag-iba na yung clients namin. Hindi na siya international. So, ngayon, nagiging adaptable kami sa mga local clients, like restaurants.
So, nag-local na kayo.
Nag-local na kami kasi medyo mahina na yung international. Kasi maraming low ballers, ganyan. Kaya mag-start ng $3 an hour. And hindi namin kaya kasi may operations kami.
Yes, malaki yes. Hindi talaga.
Mm-hmm. Sabi ko, hindi kaya to. So, ang ginawa ko, nag-start kami mag-local clients. So, nung nagkaroon kami ng local clients, okay naman. So, marami namang parang 50-50 na kami ngayon, going 60-40. So, 60 local, 40. Dati 100%.
And how do you serve these local clients? Ano yung services na parang in-offer niyo sa kanila?
Social media management.
And social.
We do TikTok, we do Facebook, we do Instagram, we do Pinterest. Pero for F&B, it's crucial kasi that you have influencers to taste your food and then review. Kasi syempre, pag food ma-trending siya talaga sa social media.
Totoo,
so, yun
yung
ginagawa namin with them.
And then, so, kayo din ba yung naghahanap ng influencer?
Yes, kami rin.
Okay. So, parang may pool na rin kayo of influencers na parang, ito siya, maganda to siya gumawa ng content.
Yes, that's right.
In fairness nga naman kasi sa social media, no, ito rin yung sinasabi ko kasi yung mga tayong mga freelancers dati, sanay tayong mag-serve ng international clients. Pero we also see the need in the local economy. Kaya lang, yung mga clients, ito yung tanong ko sa'yo. Kasi kahit nga ako, I don't even market myself locally. Pero nasa video podcast production naman kasi kami. So which is not even like a thing here. No? Pero how about in your case, na nasa social media ka, and usually yung sinasabi nila is, ayaw ko mag-offer sa local kasi ang pabarat ng local clients. Pero when in your case, it worked for you. So, ano yung sikreto mo doon? Ano yung magic ano mo?
Actually, walang magic. You just have to tap those people. Kasi ako, yung mga low ballers, merong mababait. So, dapat hanapin mo lang yung mababait. Kapag nakita mo yung red flag na, kunwari, ito po yung rate namin, 10,000, tapos sabihin nila 5,000, pwede ba? Siyempre, red flag na yon na pero talagang existing na mga brands na willing to pay naman sila as long as you give them the value.
Totoo.
And then actually mahirap talaga siya hanapin, like out of 100 isa lang ang pwedeng target na client mo, so totoo, kailangan checkin mo yon. That's why what I do, so I do networking, I do speaking events. So, with my own credibility, sila na mismo yung nag-reach out sa akin. I'm really big on, parang big deal sa akin on LinkedIn because some of my clients from local, I get it from there. So, I think yun talaga yung miss ng business owners ngayon na to focus on their content. Like, not really hard sell kasi I don't really post something like, hey, I have an agency, you have to buy my service. It's not really like that. It's about like, hey, I'm here at my clients. Here's what I did for them. So that's where they see the work that I do.
And I think isang advantage mo rin kasi nasa social media ka na is, tama yung sinabi mo, it's not always the hard sell eh, but dapat parang indirect siya or nonchalant way of saying na this is what I do, pero hahaluan mo siya ng storytelling, parang a day in the life of, ganun.
Yes.
Social media manager for ganun.
Yes, sometimes it works. And I think yung pinaka nag-work sa akin is that the partnership that I have in the past. So I have clients na 25 years na in the industry and wala silang social media. And nag-work siya sa akin kasi yung mga clients na yun, may freedom ako to do everything that I want just to grow their business. Kasi yung iba, kapag kunwari mas bata and mas startup siya, mas mahirap kasi may micromanaging. So they hired you for a specific service but then they don't really trust you. So it's really hard for me to adjust. So what I did was to target those businesses na hayaan ako sa freedom ko. And it works. Actually, yun yung mga long-term ko sila.
Oo nga, masaya nga yun. Do you find na kapag kunyari mas bata yung business owner na mas may alam sa social media, mas mahirap ba silang katrabaho? Or
yes. So the answer is yes. So actually, alam mo, sobrang weird. Kasi diba, big brands has marketing managers and they're... Yes. They're millennials or Gen Zs. It's really difficult because they think that they know everything.
That's
so
true.
Why did they hire you in the first place if they know everything? So,
correct.
Parang may nakita lang silang trending, gusto nila overnight trending. Hindi ganun yun.
Totoo.
So, sambahan talaga. So what I do is that nakababad talaga ako sa social media to do algorithms and trends. So I try yung mga copies like for TikTok yung POV, you found the something, a day in a life, correct lang, and like hidden bar. So tinry ko lahat yun and it works, ha. And sometimes yung mga hindi mo ina-expect na mag-viral, nagwa-viral. And I think yung mga struggle natin na working with millennial, like nandun na kasi yun eh, kasi ako as a CEO, like an owner of a marketing agency, sometimes they don't really accept the fact that I'm the owner already.
So yeah, kasi bata ka pa.
Yes, and it's annoying. They would ask
that's
me, pa, ano yung experience mo?
Parang,
what? Why are you even asking that? Like, I have proven myself that I built this business from scratch. So what do I have to prove to you, diba? If you have doubts, if you don't trust me, then don't hire me. Diba? Why are you reaching out in the first place? So yun yung mga struggles na business as a business owner na millennial ka, especially if you're in your 20s. Kasi I don't think it's rare. Ang dami kayong mga 20s na business owners.
That's true. And now natutuwa ako as someone who is now 35. Natutuwa ako that there are a lot of parang people right now na nasa 20s, kumikita ng malaki, nagsa-start ng business. And it's all because yung the digital, ano, yung mundo ng parang digital economy, it has leveled the playing field for everyone. Parang hindi na siya na, di ba? Parang the information is already out there. Kung ano kailangan matutunan, andun na lahat. How do you handle clients na parang gustong mag-viral agad? May mga ganun ka bang na ano?
Ako kasi, sa onboarding pa lang, sineset ko na yung expectation niyo eh. Like, for example, Tara, I want a 2 million view in just 3 months. Sabi ko, no, hindi po ganun yun. Kasi first and foremost, it has to start in your brand. Kung hindi naman masarap ang pagkain nyo, paano kayo mag-viral?
Totoo
and
yun.
Paano yung repeat customers nyo? And another one would be, I set the expectation and then I try to tell them kung ano yung strategy na possible. And then if it doesn't work, sasabihin ko na we try another strategy. So ganun lang yung routine namin and cycle. Ngayon, maghahanap sila ng kaya mag-produce ng viral. Ngayon, hindi nangyari. So babalik sila.
Oh, hindi naman talaga mangyayari yun. Agad-agad. Pwede mangyari yun. Pero hindi na yung parang agad-agad magbabayad. Dahil lang nag-hire ka ng social media agency, magba-viral ka na agad dahil may hinire ka na agency. It doesn't happen that way.
Pero alam mo, let's give it to brands na talaga nagba-viral. Like sila Abenson, sila Lola Nenas. Magagaling talaga yung marketing nila. So hinahanap ko kung sino yung marketing agency nila. And then from there, syempre, you take inspiration on how they do it. Ganun lang naman, kopyahan lang naman tayo dito.
Sa social media naman yung parating nakakaano sa newsfeed ko na funny yung... Yung angkas. Tapos may isang restaurant dati na yung may pa-message dun sa paper bag. na nag-viral din yung mga photos ng mga pa-message nilang ganon na parang hindi deliver kasi siya sa someone else tapos may message siya. Pero nasa Palawan ata yung restaurant na yun eh. So, let's go back to you building the agency up to where it is now na it's 7 figures. So, to clarify, pag sinabing 7-figure agency, monthly ba yun or yearly? Usually, doon nako-confuse yung mga tao. Ano ba yan? Monthly ba yan?
Ano? Totoo ba yan? Sabihin yun.
O sige, off the record na lang natin.
Record? I think...
Parang in-name mo na rin naman na you're a 7-figure agency. So, okay na rin ata yun.
I think kasi basta pag 7-figure, sinasabi ko na pwedeng yearly, pwedeng monthly. So, it depends. Ikaw na bahala kung paano mo siya iperceive. Pero yes, I reached my 7-figure already. In just, actually, hindi nga sa 3 years eh. With my second year.
That's right. And possible talaga siya, no? And it's really good to see you.
Grabe ang stress talaga. I went to the hospital last 3 months ago kasi sobrang stress. May 7 figures ka nga pero girl, grabe.
Nasa panic attack ka rin ba?
Actually hindi panic attack eh. Anxiety talaga. So hindi naman ako nagpapalpitate pero anxiety. So, na-anxiety ako. Actually, hindi lang. Ang dami ko problema, di ba? Ang dami ko mayroon problema. Pero I know I'm blessed. So, not to ano naman, everyone has a problem. Pero, it came to a point na I had to go to ER. Kasi, parang nagnanumb na yung katawan ko. And I thought it was stroke. Tapos, hindi pala.
Naranasan kong yun.
Yeah, muscle spasm lang pala siya. Pero, numb siya talaga sa kalahati. Kasi, talagang hindi talaga ako makagalaw. Tapos, nag-test ako first stroke, negative naman. So, after noon, sabi ko, magto-tone down muna ako ng mga pinagagawa ko sa buhay and mag-rest ako. Kasi nga, di ba, may 7 figures ka nga, eh wala, patay ka naman.
So, these are the things that they do not see, no? Like, the behind the scenes na parang they always see you as the strong, independent, or successful woman.
Yes.
And then, yung mga behind the scenes, ako pala, hindi yung parang stroke. Akala ko naman, na heart attack na ako. 2 years
diba,
ago.
Yung mga struggle ng ako sa business owner, diba, parang lagi nilang ginaglamorize yung CEO, like, we have, yes. Diba, we have Glenda, we have Rosemar, and dami nilang pera, yes. Demanda here, demanda there, pero, yung mga, paano naman tayo mga CEO na nag-start from scratch talaga, diba? I'm not really saying na wala silang pinagdaanan. Pero wala naman sa social media na nagsabing ang hirap nito behind quota kami. Parang it's totoo. Rare to hear that, diba? Or pag hindi, hindi ka papansinin. Kasi full lahat sa social media, maganda. Kapag hindi maganda, hindi engaging. Yes. So that's really true. And I think ito yung mga struggle as a business owner talaga. Kasi kapag bata ka, ang daming doubt sa'yo, ang daming pressure, diba? Siyempre, hindi lang naman yun yung factor sa work. You have your family, you have your friends, you have to socialize, and marami ka pang issue. So, pag nag-pile up yun, wala na, tapos ka na. So, you have to really give time to yourself, like self-care, in order for you to relax. Kasi, alam mo, ang dami mo namang ginagawa, diba?
So, yun. That's true. Punta tayo ngayon sa ano, so pagbibuild ng team. Kasi actually, when you're a freelancer, tas magta-transition ka ngayon into becoming somehow, kahit hindi mo patawagin yung self mo na agency, magsa-start ka pa ng mag-subcontract. Like how you did, that's also how I started, paunti-unti ng pag-subcontract. Mm-hmm. And syempre, you in the social media, usually siguro younger people yung mahahanap mo or kasi sila yung mas alam sa social media and sa trends, etc. So let's now go to this very wonderful topic of being a millennial boss handling Gen Z employees. Millennial ka ba? How old are you na ba ngayon?
I'm 26. So I think millennial ako.
Pero parang late, ano ka na yung parang last na. Nasa generation ng millennials, ganun. Kasi parang ata yung mga pinakaunang millennials nasa 40s na rin. So, malapit-lapit ka sa Gen Z. Oo! Oo!
Talaga ba? Talaga, there's
So, parang, so, what is now your struggles in hiring and building a team? Say, ano muna natin? Set aside muna natin yung generational factors. Just the fact na nag-build ka ng team. Ano yung mga naging struggles mo doon?
first and foremost, syempre kapag wala kang pera, ang hirap maghanap, diba? Yun lang rin. Totoo yan. Ang daming, ang hirap pag wala kang pera. Pero, alam mo, mas madali makahanap ng loyal kapag wala kang pera. Kasi nandyan sila through ups and downs. And I'm very, 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 very thankful na yung mga employees ko, sila yon. Like, kung nasan ako ngayon, yung third year ko, sila pa rin nung nag-start ako.
That's really good.
Yun. Sobrang important yon. And actually, it was hard at first kasi I had to do everything from admin, HR, payroll, ganyan. Pero as you go along, you learn talaga. Totoo yun. Kapag repetitive siya, repetitive, you learn to improve things on your system. Kasi una, it started with just 2. And then, naging 10. And then, di ba, nung first na nag-hire ako, puro part-time. Ang hirap, ano, hagilapin. Eh, syempre, part-time, yun lang afford ko, di ba?
Totoo.
And then, after nun, nung nag-decide ako, sinugal ko na full-time to pay for full-time employees, doon umokay. I think that's the best decision that I made. I mean, one of the best decisions that I made throughout my career is to hire full-time employees. Kasi they can focus on your accounts, they can grow them, they can understand the client's needs. And then, kapag hinahanap mo sila, nandyan sila. Dati, very flexible. Sasabihin ko, ito yung gagawin mo basta within the day masubmit mo. And it doesn't really work like that. You have to really have a full-time employees to focus on you, especially if you're a startup business. And yun,
pero yung mga full-time employees mo ba, are they independent contractors working full-time? Or parang nag-register ka na talaga na they have like the regular benefits and all that?
We actually, yun yung struggle ko ngayon. We do not have benefits, pero our payroll is competitive. So, ngayon kasi, we have mayor's permit, we have BIR, pero next year, that's my goal. So, I will have a physical office kasi we're pitching for bigger brands here in the Philippines. And in order for you to be considered, you should have a physical office. Kasi yun yung legitimacy, di ba? Ganun, usually ganun kapag ano, medyo nasa older generation yung mga bosses. They prefer
Yes, that's
true. And actually, they
don't sila.
Yes, yun. Para pag nag-scam ka, tatakbo. Pwede ka tatakbo. Yan.
Oh, so, ay, pwedeng puntahan.
Wala kaming benefits yet. Pero I'm working on it. Kasi, alam mo yun, ano siya, actually, mandated siya ng government eh, na you should give talaga benefits. Pero what I do is that, whenever I'm interviewing them, like, I do not have benefits. But I have a salary that you can do a voluntary contribution. But for now, you cannot expect me. And we have a contract na they agree. Para syempre, wala akong sabit, diba? Then they agree. And if you're not okay with that, then don't apply or don't proceed with your application. I think the transparency lang. Kasi syempre, ayaw mo maging budol dun sa mga employees mo.
That's true.
And that's how it really works.
Do you also all work remotely? Lahat ba kayo 100% remote?
No. And that's the thing. Some of them are from Pampanga, some of them are from Davao, and I don't really see them. And I think yun yung parang leverage ko rin na for them na, oh, wala tayong benefits, pero I pay you this. And I don't really track your hours. I'm not really sure if you're working, but then I need to have it delivered by end of the day.
Totoo. Ganun na ganun din sa amin. Ganun din. Ako kasi, parang alam mo yun, pag nagtatrack ng hours, parang to be honest, iti-check ko ba? Hindi rin na. Do you invest enough time to check?
Oo, no,
so, we operate on, trust and confidence, ganun. Especially for the fixed rate people. Meron din naman pala akong naka-hourly, pero yun kasi yung nasa contract nila and napaka-erratic din nung mga tasks.
May benefit ka ba?
Wala, kasi naka-independent contractor agreement kami. Pero nga, yun nga sabi mo, competitive din yung rate kasi namin. Actually, parang ano na rin, parang starter na rin nung international clients.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Hindi tulad sa iba na, di ba? Sobrang baba. Pag sinabing agency, yung iba naman, parang sobrang baba naman. Hindi ganun sa amin.
Ang unfair kasi ngayon kasi, syempre, yung mga constitution nila and rules, like especially for DOLE, hindi na-applied sa freelancers, di ba? So, paano naman tayong mga business owners na nag-start? What if merong magloko na employees natin? Ayan, hindi yan nagbibigay ng benefits, etc., etc. Tapos wala yan 13th month pay. Eh, di ba si Dolly, parang sabi nila, ano daw, very employee pro. So, paano naman tayo mga nagsisimula din na pwede magbigay ng opportunity sa iba? So, baka pwedeng gawa nila ng something, di ba, na leeway para we can adjust and contribute dun sa kaya natin.
Kaya nga yung contract namin is independent contractor agreement. Hindi siya, walang employer-employee relationship. Kasi pag ganun yung contract mo and parang tapos na yung probation period, dapat i-regularize mo na talaga tapos magbigay ka na talaga ng benefit. So it would depend on the contract that you would have with your people as well. Parang ganun.
Wait, idea yan. Actually, parang di ata ako naka-independent contractor. Parang naka-full-time talaga ako. So thank you for that.
Oh, di ba? At least. Okay, so punta na tayo dun sa ano, sa millennial Gen Z differences pagdating sa ano. Nakatrabaho ka na ba? Have you ever worked with millennials and Gen Zs? And then, ano yung mga differences na nakikita mo towards dun sa mga siguro requirements or pangangailangan ng bawat generation, etc., etc.?
Okay. So, let's start with the pros and cons, then millennial, Gen Zs. So, millennials naman, since it's they're my age, so parehas kami mag-isip. Parehas kami nung, paano ba yun? Parang stamina when it comes to work. Like, if kapag may event kami, takbo ka doon, takbo ka dyan, pwede. So, ang ano naman, ang cons naman is, since magka-age nga kami, usually, yung boundaries, hindi ganun kalayo. So, minsan, nagiging friends mo, nagiging close, masyadong comfy na, ganyan. So, let's go to Gen Zs, working with Gen Zs. Gen Zs are super okay when it comes to social media. But then, ang struggle, actually, research ko muna to na kung Gen Zs versus millennials and millennial bosses handling Gen Zs. So, ang common struggle nila is, number one is, ano ba? Wait, tignan ko yung list ko. Baka magkabali ako. Fact check tayo. Ayan. Sabi nila, ano daw, wait. Solving problems versus venting. So, what do you mean by that? So, based on my experience kasi, they're problem solvers. Mabilis silang mag-isip. Pero, sometimes kasi nauuna yung emotions nila. Actually, lahat naman tayo woke, millennials and Gen Zs. Pero, ang observation ko lang, based majority kasi is Gen Zs and my employees, is they tend to sometimes overthink. Like for example, gawa ka ng caption about this and then I get what? 1,500 essay? Parang gano'n. Parang what? Parang you have to simplify it to them. Pero they do follow. Ah. Magaling talaga sila. I think nagkakaroon lang tayo ng negative connotation because of Gen Zs having like really, they really believe in on mental health. And I do really.
Totoo yan.
It's hurting our business. And I know some people can relate, like business owners. Kasi sometimes, kapag sinasabi mo, asa na? Like ako kasi work from home, other people are work from home. So, asa na yung kailangan ko? Okay na ba? So, I'm really polite when it comes to asking. Kasi I don't really believe yung mga dating traditional na mumurahin mo para makuha mo.
Correct.
So, ginawa ko yung culture namin wherein we can be open, transparent, it's very light. So, just to share with you, we have Kartal Wednesdays. So there, we do meditation, we do yoga. Pero syempre, it's not really about work. So in short, I'm a cool boss. Pero sometimes kasi it's really hard. Kasi whenever I have deadlines, they would say, masakit ulo ko, I have to rest, kasi I'm feeling stressed. So yung mga ganun, parang, anong gagawin ko? And I really need this. Diba? How do you position yourself in that situation na, You imply na you really need something, pero you could really consider. I think it's about how you communicate it with them.
That's
so
true.
What I do is that whenever you feel like tired or stressed, kindly do a turnover document. And I have my mental health leave. Kasi, syempre, we have to...
Sa company nyo, you have mental health leave.
Correct. I did that because I'm really considerate of them and I really believe na kailangan nila yon. Pero not all the time. Kasi kapag lagi tayong may mental health issues, hindi natin siya sineset aside, don't get me wrong, it's important, but then business is business. How can you make a profitable business if all your employees are on mental health leave?
Correct. Tama din diba? Naman.
So, ang mga malilin on ko or maasahan ko dun sa mga tao ko is yung mga co-millennials ko, yung mga older people. Like the ones with 26 to 30 years old. And they handle that. Kasi not every time I can talk to them and ask them or can be their guidance counselor. So, right. What I do is that, can you ask what happened? And here's what we can do. And ito, pinakamahirap. How would you explain it to clients na nag-mental health break yung...
How would you do that? Nila.
Ako, for me, I still don't know how. Like, how would you explain to them na masakit ang ulo niya ni account manager or ni graphic artist na hindi niya magagawa yun ngayon? How would you do that?
Hirap, you know.
Like, right now, I don't really know. But then, what I do is that as much as I can, I cover for them. Like, ako yung protector nila na hindi mo magagawa yan, mag-leave ka, or here's what I'm going to do. So, ngayon, kahit owner ako, CEO ako, I do operations. I do the strategy, I do the quality control, I do the client relations. Kasi, ayoko ma-break yun eh, like yung mga rapport namin. And then, real-time ako nagre-reply. Kahit gabi na, pagising ako, nakita ko yung WhatsApp ko, Viber ko, sumasagot talaga ako. Kasi that's really important for me. Ayoko yung ikot na, kasi sila, yung mga employees, tama naman na 5 PM, tapos na, wala na. Kunwari, bigay mo yung request mo na 5:30 or 5:55, ay, 4:55. Mm-hmm. Tapos na, hindi na nila gagawin. Kahit magpalit ka. And I know work-life balance, pero sometimes kasi, kailangan mo gumawa na extra mile for your clients to be profitable. Eh, totoo. Paano kung yun lang yung lamang mo sa competitor? Di pa na, yung simple yung mga ganun. So, for me, as a millennial boss, it's really hard to manage from both ends, clients and employees in general. Actually, don't get me wrong, it's not really just the Gen Zs. It's a millennial and other employees. So, hindi naman siya really, it's not really a generational thing. But then, ang experience lang siguro natin is majority is Gen Zs. Yun.
Yung ano nyo ba? Yung work nyo ba na schedule is 8 to 5 talaga?
9 to 5.
Actually, so parang strict kayo doon na you should be parang online and working by 9 and then
yes,
out na kayo.
Hindi ka nag-reply talaga memo kasi yun lang yung ano ko eh. And everyday naman, hindi naman ako nag-chat sa kanila eh. Siguro nakakausap ko lang 5, eh ilan kami? 20. So paano ko malalaman kung nag-work talaga kayo, di ba? Siyempre may benefit of the doubt na nag-work lahat. Pero, syempre, iba-iba ang mga tao. Like, fact-check lang tayo, may mga tamad. Pag 9 AM nag-login nyo, iba magla-login tapos matutulog.
Oo, correct.
How can you control that, di ba? Pero totoo. Kami, it works. It works talaga. Sabi ko, alam ko, yung iba natutulog in between shifts. And I understand. Pero, pag may hiningi ako, nag-message ako via messenger, you reply. Kasi that's your responsibility. I pay you for that. And I'm not really asking for too much. I just want updates. Kasi pag nag-ask ang client, ano sasagot ko? Wala. Kasi ako yung nakaharap. Ako usually nakaharap. So hindi siya natatapos as may naka-assign ako account manager then tapos na. Hindi siya.
Mm-hmm.
So ang ginagawa ko, nasa JCs ako lahat ng client ko and I make sure I cater them. Kasi ako yung kausap nila.
No, ikaw nag-close ng deal, di ba? Pina-follow up lang nalang
manager. And I do the sales. Wala akong sales team. Ako lang talaga yung nagsisales sa amin.
So, paano yung ano, kunyari yung kapag may pupuntahan or like whatever, ano yung kailangan mag-leave or kailangan magpaalam? Di ba, kunyari, sa millennials, tapos ikaw mom ka na rin. I don't know kung may moms ka din ba sa team mo. Kasi para tulad ngayon, sa amin lang, sa team namin. Lahat kami na may anak, may sakit ang anak. Buti na lang ang mga editor ko naman ay single na lalaki at mga lang. Sabi ko, buti na lang, nakaka-deliver tayo kasi yung editor natin single. So, paano yun? Kasi mga papa-check up, alam, mga ganun bagay.
Okay lang yun. Ang ginagawa nila, offset na lang. Like, for example, umalis sila 1 to 3, tapos i-offset nila lang gabi. Ganun lang, para mabuo nila yung 8 hours.
Kailangan pa ba sila magpaalam sa HR or sa operations? Ano yung mga ano mo? ganun lang rin.
Pero alam mo, hindi ako strict ah. Kapag kunwari, lalabas sila ng, like ngayon, lalabas sila, bibili lang sila sa tindahan, okay lang yun actually. Hindi ko naman sila tinatrack mag-work ka ba na 8 hours. Basta sabihin lang, kasi kami tinatawag na end of the day reports. So, by end of the day, lahat ng links, lahat na nagawa nila, nire-report nila. Tapos, yun na lang yung chine-check ko. Ngayon, pag kulang, edi, message ko sila. Ganun lang.
Oo. Anyway, parang part na rin kasi ng work mo as the boss or the account manager, kung sino man nagpa-project manage, na to make sure na parang lahat ng tao may task for the day na... Kasi pa-quota na, pag hindi nila natapos yun, edi, ibig sabihin nila, edi walang nag... Hindi siyang trabaho. Kasi hindi niya natapos yung task niya, di ba?
Yes.
So, that's really good. So, aside dun sa mental health na leave ninyo, ano yung mga iba pang in-adjust mo or baka coping mechanism mo para makater itong ibang parang style of working ng mga iba't ibang generations, whether millennial or Gen Z?
Ako kasi, we handle bars and restos, di ba? So, whenever we have an event, umiinom kami. So, yun yung kuha sila. Another one would be, pag may product shoot, food tasting. Yun talaga. Right. Ang saya-saya talaga nila pag nandun. And occasionally, I give them coffee, I give them something. And then kapag kunwari, knock on the wood, may namatayan, I give them flowers. Just so they, ano, parang alam mo yun, syempre, hindi naman ako madamot. And then kapag may na-close na deals, wala naman sa contract, pero I give them commissions. As much as I can, I message and check on them kasi 'di ba may mga owners na parang ang taas-taas. So I make sure they work together on their projects and I guide them. So I am the one who's training them every now and then. And then ano pa yung mga adjustment ko? Actually madami kaming leave. May mental health leave, may vacation leave, may sick leave, kung ano-ano pang leave. Siguro na may pagay.
Ilan yon yung in a year? Kung i-aabal niya lang.
Quarterly. So, every quarter, you have at least 3. Like, for example, 1 year ka na, buo yung 3 mo. Kapag 6 months ka, 2 lang. Kapag ano ka lang, 1 to 3 months ka lang, 1 lang. So, every quarter yun, nagre-revolve yun.
Ah, that's good naman pala para parang additional benefit na rin. Kahit walang statutory benefits, pero at least naman may ano, maraming ibang benefits.
Oo, pero alam mo, stress na ako dyan sa benefits na 'yan, ah. Sabi ko kailangan ko na gawin talaga para alam mo 'yun, lahat kami ano na relax na kasi syempre iba pa rin kapag may pag-ibig, pwede ka mag-loan, pag SSS maternity benefit, pag na-bonus ka. Kasi nagamit ko 'yun before. Tapos, yung mga taxes mo, yung mga ganon, really important yon. So, sabi ko, mag-ano na lang kayo, mag-contribute na lang muna kayo and then I'll work on it.
Pero heavy din yun, no, sa part ng business owner. Kasi malaking responsibility din yun sa side natin. Kaya ako, actually, yun din yung parang iniisip ko next year. Pag-uusapan pa namin ng accountant ko, tsaka mangingi pa ako ng advice kung ano talaga yung best dun sa...
Saligawin na natin yan. And dapat si Dolly meron ding ano. Meron ding
protection for us.
For us.
Hindi lang po
natin tayo, tapos na tayo. Eh, paano naman yung mga nabigyan natin ng trabaho kahit walang benefit? Paano naman yung mga sweldo nila na papakain yung mga pamilya nila? Diba? They have to be considerate of us. Like, especially if you're just starting, magsisimula ka pa ng 50,000 na yung ano mo, yung contributions mo.
Ito, wala malaki din kasi yung contributions.
Malaki, so, eh. Pero ang competition namin mga super. 50 to 60 per month.
Monthly!
Oh, kasi marami na kayo, eh, no?
Parang marami na kayo.
Yes, yung graduates mo, kung mag-hire ka, like, sa 60,000, apat ang ma-hire mo or 3, di ba?
Yes,
sayang.
Correct.
Sayang. Diba? Pero kailangan sayang talaga yun sa buhay. So don't hate us for this, pero I hope our government will have something for us as well, especially for startups.
That's true. Tara, wala na tayong time para tayong may commitments after this. Sana hindi ito yung ano first and last kasi parang bitin tayo today. Surely, invite ka namin ulit dito and we will talk more about building the agency kasi with the success that you have at the young age that you have, I'm sure marami kang wisdom na ma-share sa amin and experiences mo. yun nga lang, medyo goal tayo sa oras today. So I really appreciate you. I appreciate you for saying yes to us. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
I hope you guys learned something from this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.